Audio and video. Now, we're talking about audio this week, we're talking about music, but one of the things I was doing this week, I was at an event by a group of people in Scotland called SITE. It's called SITE Scotland, S-I-T-E, if you want to look it up. And they're an organisation of people who are trying to get blind and partially sighted people educated on how to make their own audio and video programs or content or whatever. So you might want to make your own video of something, or you might want to make your own audio program. How do you do it? How do you get into it all? Well, it was really interesting to go along. I went along to both weeks. There were taster sessions over last week and this week, and I went along to both of them because I wanted to find out myself how they were doing it. I mean, one thing I'm obviously used to doing is audio. That's what I do. It's my job. But video, not so sure. And, you know, that big question that comes up with all of this stuff. Can you actually make videos and take pictures if you're completely blind? Well, I spoke to John Turley, who's the guy in charge of SITE Scotland, and he told me his thoughts. Basically, he says, yeah, of course you can.
Absolutely no problem at all. It just needs a bit of application. Depending on your vision, your sight loss, etc. as well, there's always ways around it, whether it be audio recording, or taking an image, or indeed creating your own masterpiece in video content. There's always ways around it. And that's why we've been doing these sessions over at SITE Scotland over the last couple of weeks.
Because that's the thing, a lot of people probably think it's impossible to do it. You know, if you're completely blind, taking a video, taking a picture, I mean, aside it being difficult to do, is it something you would even want to do?
Well, I think everybody's got an idea. And I suppose you could say, there may be a perceived barrier there because you think that, okay, it's not accessible to me, I can't do it. That's not the case. Somebody may have a story to tell. They may, you know, things I did in my holidays, etc. The story of their life, reviewing, you know, an app, etc. as well. It's all there. So that barrier's been brought down. And the good thing about it is, Stephen, is that because we are a group of visually impaired people, we're learning and feeding off each other, and we're coming at it from that blind perspective to say, no, here, that's the way I do it, and you're sharing knowledge and skills. So basically, yes, there's no barrier there, and we can address any problems.
Now, you've been doing this in Glasgow. Tell us how people can get involved if they're interested in doing similar, because you have got more events coming up.
Yeah, we've got more events planned for May, in June and probably July as well, and we're trying to do it in a kind of an introduction to media content. We're looking for people to volunteer their services to provide content for a new website. We've got a community hub, but basically we're going to be providing introductory audio, introduction to images, i.e. taking photographs, and writing as well, and video, and we'll do that progressively. Later on, we'll do, people want to do audio editing, if they want to do video editing, we'll introduce them to the various software applications that are available free and open source out there, in addition to the ones that come with your Mac or your iOS device, so they can do audio editing, they can do video editing with iMovie later on as well. So all inclusive, and if people want to find out more about it, they can contact us by either phoning on 0141 332 0983, or they can email myself, that is John Turley, it's all lowercase, JUHNTURLEY at SITE, SITE Scotland, SCOTLEND.org. So SITE Scotland runs together as well.
Thanks, John. Now, I'm with Laura Grant from Irvine and Ayrshire, and you're here also on the course today. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Steve.
So tell us why you've come along.
Well, I've came along as a volunteer to help or assist in, you know, helping people with the video, going through the video apps and the video app, and, you know, showing them how to access it with whatever particular accessibility feature they find easier to use, whether it be voiceover or magnification. And it's also an experience for myself as well, so I've not actually really taken much in the way of videos myself with the iPhone, so it's a learning experience for myself.
Yeah, it was for me, that's for sure. You know, when you think about it, when it comes to people with sight loss, you probably don't think about audio and video, do you, as the kind of thing that you might want to get involved in. Audio, yes. Video, yep. Perhaps no.
That's kind of true. I mean, a lot of people don't expect, you know, people that can't see to be taking videos.
So when you found out that you could do it, were you quite surprised?
I was, yes. Especially, you know, the thing that surprised me the most was, you know, the first time I did open up the camera on the phone, and I had held it up and it And I actually said, you know, one face. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Because that's what it does, isn't it? So you, when you hold up the camera, it will tell you that you're looking at one face or two faces or whatever. Yep. In my case, large face, which wasn't very nice. But yeah.
It's always small.
You've got small faces, I've got large face, right, okay. But in regards to doing all this kind of stuff, you know, and getting involved in it, what have you learned? What's been the most surprising thing for you?
We've just been able to actually do it, you know, without, you know, actually, you know, having to turn to somebody going, you know, I'm actually aiming this at somebody. You know, actually being able to do that independently has been the biggest thing for me.
Okay, Laura, thank you for that.
You're welcome, Steve.
Laura and John, they are talking to me at the Sight Scotland event that took place over the past couple of Wednesdays. Sean and Jackie are with me here on Tech Talk on RNIB Connect Radio. And we, you know, were quite amazed in the group that we were able to all take videos with absolutely no sight. I mean, in my case, I put the screen curtain on and tried it, and it still worked. Are you guys shocked and surprised by that, or were you aware of this?
Well, I've never thought about video so much. I'm aware, you know, with VoiceOver on the iOS devices, but like you said, face, bottom left corner, which makes, you know, taking photos so much easier, and you can actually frame it up a lot easier. Well, it'd be impossible otherwise, I'm guessing. But actually, video, I've never even looked into. So that's interesting. Does that still work when you're taking video then, the face, you know?
It does. Yeah, it does. And what the best thing to do, best advice I got there was make sure, A, your phone's in some kind of airplane mode. This is good when you're doing audio as well. I use my iPhone to record when I'm doing interviews, and I always put my phone into airplane mode or do not disturb, and I make sure that there's headphones in. Otherwise, obviously, VoiceOver will—you'll hear VoiceOver recording over the top as well. So, yeah, Jackie, you ever tried taking videos?
I haven't tried really with videos. I think it's a great idea. I have tried with photos, not with my iPhone, but just, you know, mucking around with cameras in the past and things. Mm. But it's, you know, it's very hit or miss for a blind person, obviously. But I think it's great. And if you're interested remotely in audio or media kind of work, then it's a thing to try. It's a thing to do. So it sounds a really good project.
Yeah, really is great enjoyment. And there's two events coming up in May. If you're in Scotland or in the Glasgow area, at least, stick around and keep listening to Tech Talk, because I'll give you more details of them, and we'll get John back on and talk more about it nearer the time.